Yes, I thought we'd just run out of time. It was quite a pulsating game, really, and it looked like we weren't going to get the goal that I thought we deserved from our second half performance. Forest Green are a very good side, and I thought, particularly in the first half, they played very well. But in the first half, we had a few chances ourselves. But it's always pleasing, and it feels like a win when you've scored so late on.
Yeah, as you say, the time was running out. Jamiel Matt, the player of the month for December, and obviously congratulations for yourself for manager of the month of December. Did you feel that curse was about to strike?
No. No, but I mean, obviously that's something that does happen. You seem to get it and then you lose the next game. But I've never been one to really think that should happen. So I wasn't going to let it happen today. But the lads kept going today, and it's pleasing for Jammer to get the goal. He's had a terrific month, and hopefully that'll continue.
Of course, you look at it as well, Steve, the fact that it keeps Harriers on the outskirts of the playoffs. The results, perhaps could have gone a little bit better. York getting a late equaliser at Mansfield.
Yeah, I mean, we can't do anything about things that happen elsewhere. I think, obviously, from our own point of view, is to, coming here today after a good win on Boxing Day to get a point out of a game that, was probably slipping away from us. I thought our build-up play was terrific again, but we just didn't get that cutting edge in and around the final third today. But we kept at it. As I say, I thought Forest Green played very well. They're a good side. But we're a good side as well, and I'm pleased that we managed to get our rewards.
Steve, are you a fan of the back-to-backs in such a short space of time, or would you rather have been playing like Forest Green at home and then, say, Telford away on the bank holiday?
You've got to get on with what they throw at you. And obviously the case here, we're playing Forest Green back-to-back. It's whether it gives you a psychological advantage when you win the first one, I don't really know, to be honest. But we're just pleased that we've come through these two games, very tough games, because these are a good side this season. And they'll be hard, very hard to beat here, I would think. But our performance, and I must say the following that we had behind the goal and in the ground today was fantastic, and we could do that every week away from home.
Nearly 500, wasn't it, following fans from Harriers? So that would be great to take it to the likes of Hayes or Gateshead, probably a little bit too far.
But yeah, I mean, it does help, and say the fans got right behind the lads today, and the fans got their rewards in the end today on a New Year's Day where we got a point late on, and I'm sure that, like ourselves, it feels more like a win than a draw today.
Back to Agbar on Saturday against Hayes and Yedding, a side who are struggling at the moment at the wrong end of the table. They've had a game abandoned today because of a waterlogged pitch. You beat them 3-1 early on in the season, or about a month or so ago, which saved you to set up this run. You're probably going into it with a great deal of enthusiasm at the moment.
Well, the whole place is buzzing at the minute, and training on the training pitch last week and just the whole month. But that comes with winning matches, and the whole place is really buzzing at the moment, and it's a good place to be.
Do you feel that the fixtures in January, Steve, give Harriers the opportunity to launch the springboard into the playoffs?
Not sure really, because I've just looking. I know we've got Hayes next week, and then Drawsden in the Trophy after that, or Gateshead, sorry, in between that. But that's as far as I've looked at the moment, because I think it's pointless looking ahead on things that are out of your control. Our next important game now is the next biggest one, and that's Hayes on Saturday. And hopefully we can carry on this run that we've had and get 3 points.